Hey, Danny.
All right, lads.
How are you?
Yeah, good. Am I not looking at your pretty faces? I've got all ready and everything.
Yeah, no. The thing is, I prefer to do these naked. There's just something about doing it naked that I really enjoy.
You're just get in the zone more, didn't you, when you've got nothing on?
The zone, that's the gold jacuzzi, is it, mate?
Yeah. How's it going, mate? You well?
Yeah, good, thanks. I'm staying alert in these unprecedented times.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Have you spotted any COVIDs running around yet?
Yeah. There's tons out in the street now. Shit. Miles safer inside.
Good that you're alert then. So I've got to say, Danny, before we kick off, or when we kick off, is sorry to you about your uncle.
Oh, Dave, thanks so much, mate. That's really sweet of you.
Well, obviously, my generation, I was thinking about it before you came on, that he was my favourite goodie. And for a while, the goodies were probably my favourite programme. So there would have been about 3 years when, yeah, he was like the funniest bloke on TV to me.
Thank you, mate. He was, the truth is, it really rocked us as a family. It was a real, like any family, I guess, when the numbers that you see announced at 5 o'clock on TV just seem a distant statistic, when they suddenly become someone that you know and love and everything, it's very, very shocking.
I bet, yeah. Well,
but thanks, mate. He was...
I mean, it's a... You know, I've read a lot about them. There's a few, since that happened, I've found a few goodies podcasts out there. There's one in Australia, funny enough.
In the same way that we had certain things like the banana splits and things in our childhood, the Australians had pretty much, you'd come home from school and the goodies would be on. So that whole generation knew that was fun time, after school, sun shining, watch a quick bit of telly and go out. And they're associated with that. So they've got a huge fan club there.
Yeah, amazing. I don't know why they're... Obviously, there's a big controversy around why they're not repeated and what happened and stuff that I've read about. But
yeah, I know. It's interesting, you know, that, isn't it? Some of the stuff doesn't... None of the stuff is... truly inappropriate. Some of the stuff just might feel a bit
there's the odd bit
clumsy, okay,
maybe, but they were, you know, I used to absolutely love the goodies.
Yeah, no, me too.
He was my favorite one. So anyway, Beef Parv's gonna slap my wrists if I keep talking about
he always goes off piece, Danny. You know what?
Oh, good. Danny should do.
I can't keep control of him.
So go on, Parv, do you want to introduce Danny?
So Danny Brooke Taylor,
yeah,
Captain Christmas, Lucky General.
What does Captain Christmas mean for the uninitiated?
We'll get
that's some seedy
later.
Story that we can't put out.
We'll get onto that later. There's a question I've got.
Okay. Okay.
So are you still working, Danny?
So, same as you guys, I'm getting used to, or trying to get used to, the Zoom and the Google Hangouts and staring at loads of faces and all sitting in front of their bookcases.
And how are you finding that?
It's intense. You don't normally do that. You don't normally stare at everyone's face all the time in a meeting. No. You can walk off and make a cup of tea or scratch yourself, but you can't do that. It's exhausting.
Well, that's what I've read on it, that Zoom is, or any of these platforms, are so much more tiring because you're sort of struggling to understand how the people are reacting and looking at their faces, that it ends up being exhausting.
Exactly, and you can't conceal the yawn, or you can't, you know, it's tough to be, it's just full on, isn't it? It's just relentless, that's the thing.
So have you found any positives about it, working in this way or not?
Yes, definitely. I find you are able to manage your rhythms of your day a lot better. You know, you are able to switch on and do the stuff when you're feeling productive. Whereas in a sort of office, the day, the timetable dictates that. And sometimes, you know, you can rock up on time for a meeting, but perhaps not be as, you know, in the game as you wish to be. You can be take a little bit more sort of time to choose the right moments on Zoom and stuff.
Cool. Do you think it will change the way that you work going forward, having found that you can operate at home?
I thought about this a lot, and I think it would have been impossible to start a business in this way, because we are such a people industry, aren't we? And we need the interaction, and we need those little tiny things which are exposed in reality, which perhaps get filtered out on Zoom. But I think once you know and trust and love the people that you work with, you can pick up quite quickly on a Google Hangout. So I think we could probably find a hybrid way going forwards, where maybe we don't need to be in every meeting together, or we don't need to be sitting next to each other at 9 a.m. through to 6. We could perhaps find some flexibility, which I think everyone would benefit from.
And that seems to be the consensus.
It's going to be, I mean, there's so many things which are up in there. We don't know when we can go back. We don't know how we go back, how we get the transport to get us there in the first place. You know, it's very complex, isn't it?
So, Danny, can you recommend us something that we could watch, listen to, read?
What, and has it got to be something that no one else has said on your brilliant Coca-Cola cup of podcasts?
No. Absolutely. It's got to be, a buzzer goes if it's been said. So.
Yeah, I know. I'll be listening to this, and there's some corkers have already been bagsied.
Sadly, Billy Mead has bagsied the Vicar of Dibley, so
has he?
That's gone as well, yes.
I think McLeod bagged you'd Afterlife, which we watch as a family, and it was just managed to do that brilliant thing. And it's just, I think I like and look for this in music and all sorts of things. The way you can collide happy and sad at the same time, it's amazing. I just thought it was a brilliant series. That got me onto a podcast called Gossip Mongers. Have you listened to that?
Oh, I don't know that one. No, what's that?
Oh. It's David Earle and Joe Wilkinson who play two of the characters in Afterlife.
Oh, right. What characters are those?
They are the guy with the... well, they're the postman, is Joe Wilkinson. And the guy with the sort of jam jar bottom glasses is David Earle. So those two do this thing, and the format is you just... you text in or ring in with a rumour you've heard. So there's no substantiation for this. And it tends to be things from school, like the one I was listening to this morning was, the rumour was, or the gossip was, a kid from school's parents went on holiday and the only thing he had to do was look after the dog. And the dog died, so he poured petrol into its mouth and blew it up. And then they've got to decide whether that's worth sharing or not as gossip. And it is incredibly funny. It's not just like a sort of kind of funny. It's properly laugh out loud funny.
Funny, I'll check that one out.
Sounds good. It's very good.
Danny, have you seen The Last Dance?
The thing is, I'm finding it, because we're all at home all the time, it's difficult to get the slot of, we all tend to find something which is an aggregator for everybody. So I haven't watched that yet.
Maybe The Vicar of Dibley, as Billy recommended, might be a one for
Yeah, could family. Be. It tends to be Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Friends.
Yeah, like that, didn't they?
In our house. But then I think one of the things, we all watched Gogglebox together, which has been quite interesting. That those two women that sit on the bench and talk about the Suzuki car in the brakes of those are sort of emblematic of the how objective I now am about the industry we do. They interrupt and irritate the fuck out of me. I'm sort of finding that maybe when we eventually return to work, this period of not being immersed in a bubble and seeing some of our industry's work for what it truly is might be helpful.
Do you think you will, apart from physically operating a different way, do you think you'll think slightly differently the way that you approach advertising in what you were just saying, really?
Yeah, no, and I get it. And it's all muddled up with the fact that we are a normal day at the office. By this time of year, we're already talking about the Christmas brief. Now we're having to sort of think into the future and try and apply some crystal ball to what life might be like when we get back to some normality. And that's quite hard because that's ever shifting.
So are you in London, Danny?
Yeah, I am in London. And I have our family, my wife and kids. We did a cycle ride yesterday morning. We got up early and did a desolate, what would normally be sort of rammed tourist hotspots like Buckingham Palace and Trafalgar Square. And
really? Brilliant.
We went through like Tom Cruise in Vanilla Sky. It was just an empty city. The reasons for it are obviously profoundly sad, but there was a sort
benefits,
of... Eerie sort of beauty about it.
Yeah, I think Ben Walker was doing that, wasn't he?
Yeah.
When we spoke to Ben. So what part of London are you in, Danny?
I am in Stoke Newington in N16. Okay. I thought I was going to, with a bit of time on my hands, I thought I'll get better at reading. I mean, I can read. I've been able to read for years now.
Well done.
That was lucky.
Have you been to the... I've got two questions relating to Stoke Newington. Have you been to the bike shop there, the BMX shop?
Yes.
Do you? That's my brother's shop. So I can, really? I can give him a little shout out. Yeah.
Yes. Nice one. The one down by, it used to be called Selfridges.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Just off the main drag.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I can give that a shout out called Vault. And then the other one is obviously Stoke Newington must be prime territory for baking sourdough. Have you tried to bake sourdough?
No, I haven't, mate. We've got a wedding present 20 years ago of a bread machine, which we haven't used until about 3 weeks ago. But I'm...
And you bought that out, did you? An old Morphy Richards bread machine or whatever it is.
But, exactly. Morphy Richards dusted down that bad boy and just pouring in a £1. It's cheating, mate, but it works. Makes me feel mildly artisanal.
All the cool kids are baking sourdough, just so that you know.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Yeah, I know. That's not me, I'm afraid, mate. I'm cheating, as usual.
So, right, Bob, you got a football question.
Go on then. So you can restart the Premier League or open pubs?
Okay. As a Derby County fan, can I restart the Championship?
Yes.
Where are they in the championship now?
Well, we are 12th, but on a resurgent form, which got us within 5 points of the playoffs. So normally, I mean, we would know by now, wouldn't we, because we're into May, but we would normally be sort of trying to sneak into a playoff and then Wembley, where we inevitably lose, but it's nice, the journey's nice. So the question is, either or, if the football's on and I'm at the stadium, can I have a pint?
Not really. You're breaking all the rules there, though.
Can I not mash up those two?
No, okay. No, it's an either or.
Okay, I am going for the footy because I can always have a beer at home out of a can and then go to the match.
Okay, we're just taking a poll on this. So if you could have one of these two people taking control of the pandemic, Donald Trump or Joe Exotic?
I'm going to go Trump.
God almighty, the first one.
And there's, I've got some weird logic to this. I just hope his buffoonery gets exposed. And if there's any silver lining to all this, this might be, his calamitous approach might just be the thing that swings it and brings him down.
Okay, good logic.
Are you a mask wearer, Danny?
Yes, I am a mask wearer. And it's made me realise how much I use my mouth, not just to speak, but to sort of form shapes which communicate how I'm feeling. So I'm trying to compensate with my eyes.
Is that working?
Not really. I look like Mr. Cadbury's parrot. My eyes are all over the place trying to sort of tell people that I'm sorry, I've just bumped my trolley into theirs in the supermarket.
So are you Gubbs as well?
I'd be Hazmat if I could.
If you see Dave Waters around there, who lives around there, avoid him. He doesn't do either because he can't find a mask that goes with his outfit, I think was more or less where he was coming from. So what have we got? Have you seen an ad, either good or bad, that you can recall?
No, only those women that interrupt Gogglebox.
Only those women, yeah.
Yeah.
So that would be your strongest thing that you take away, those annoying women.
Yeah, it's you know, it's a very difficult time to be creative and contribute and sort of stand out, isn't it? So it's pointless being critical of that. I think our advertising is mirroring the situation we're in, and I think the signs of change are when we start to elevate again and sort of project outwards. It's all very introspective at the moment, understandably so. But I think it'd be nice when that shifts.
Do you clap on a Thursday?
Yes, mate, massively. I tried Saucepan, but my kids found it really annoying. So I'm back to the clap.
Okay. Have you noticed any environmental benefits? Louder birds, bluer skies, different animals you haven't seen before?
I have been very conscious. I think the difference is I've been very conscious of the season shifting through spring in a way that I perhaps wouldn't have been if I'd just been on the bus, headphones on, thinking about the meeting I got that morning. You got more time, so you see the blossom on the trees, you see the shift in flowers starting to come up. Yeah, so I've really enjoyed that, actually.
Oh, I've got one more question.
Yes, Parvulus.
Is the Christmas lunch still on?
Yes, mate. Parv and I have a Christmas lunch together with a few friends, don't we, mate? And we will most certainly be doing it. You were going to organise a summer special this year, but that clearly has been vetoed.
Okay, mate.
Excellent. Thanks for your time, Danny. Great to talk to you.
Thanks, fellas. Take care. Fade up the scar, rude boys.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Bye-bye, boys.